This is Around and About, focusing on people and events in our community.
It's time once again to run the Wilderness Trails of Chattanooga with the River Gorge Trail Race. This race is part of the Rock Creek Trail Series and benefits the Wilderness Trail Association. Jonathan Mobley is the executive director of this 501c3 organization dedicated to creating and maintaining trails and land conservation.
Our goal is to spark a renewed sense of adventure in our community and a passion to discover the rich trail systems in our region. There are tons of trails in Chattanooga, and our hope is that people would gain access to those. There's a lot of intimidation sometimes. People are afraid they'll get lost. They're afraid that they won't know where to go. And so our hope is that we will be able to help people to get out on the trails and to experience the scenic beauty of our city. And to, in the process, be more active, be more healthy, spend time with their families, spend time with their friends. And those are sorts of things that we're trying to do. And I would say ultimately and originally, we're a group of trail runners who's passionate about trail running. But the things that we've realized is that the work that we do on trails, the preservation work that we do on trails, the time that we spend on trails benefits other people, benefits other user groups. We're doing work because we're doing clearing of these trails, because we're working to increase access and to make more trails. A lot more than just trail runners are going to benefit from our work. Anyone from hikers to bikers to bird watchers to photographers, you know, a lot of these people are going to benefit from the work that we're doing. So we're trying to kind of expand our scope to a larger population of people with the Wilderness Trail Association.
Members of the Wilderness Trail Association are pretty familiar with most of the trails in our area. They hope to put this expertise to work and provide information to anyone interested in enjoying our wilderness trails.
One of the things that we're doing is we're working on a trail resource guide. Well, hopefully that will be something that will be a part of our new website to help people to see, okay, this trail is 3 miles long and it's going to start at this trailhead and it's going to bring me right back to this point. And this is kind of what the terrain's going to be like. Hopefully, we'll be able to include those sorts of details and features in this new resource website that we're working on. A lot of the trail systems do a pretty good job of that. At the trailheads, there will be maps. But others, they're a little more secretive, you know, with what's out there. Some of the trails in the region are pretty user-friendly, accessible. Some of them are definitely very difficult. You know, there's going to be technical rocks and steep climbs, but others are a lot more forgiving. What we want to do is to help people see through our resources the length and the distance and the different features of the trails by looking at this trail resource guide.
The Rock Creek River Gorge Trail Race is coming up the end of March. This race is perfect for the beginner who might be looking to expand their running routine with a wilderness view.
We run the Rock Creek Trail Race Series, which we're really excited to see the growth in the series over the past 3 or 4 years. Some of our races have more than doubled in size just over a couple years, and we're really excited about that. The race that we have coming up soon on March 27th is actually the longest running race in the Rock Creek Trail Series. It's called the Rock Creek River Gorge Trail Race, and it is up on the Prentice Cooper Wildlife Management Area. The trail is actually a part of the Cumberland Trail. It's on a loop, which is called Mullins Cove Loop. There's two distance options with the race. There's a 10.2-mile race, and then there's a 6.5-mile race as well. The race does have different age categories. There will be the overall male and female winners, and there will be masters, male and female winners, and we have an under 18 category for this race as well. It's kind of lower on the distance level with a lot of our races are longer in distance. They usually have a shorter option, but this is one of our shorter and more accessible races, especially with the 6.5-mile race. We hope to draw a large crowd of people, maybe who are wanting to give trail running a try, just to come out and experience this course.
Many of the participants attend these races more for the scenery than the competition.
This course is beautiful. Both the 10.2 and the 6.5-mile will come to the first aid station at Snoopers Rock, which gives a beautiful view of the Cumberland and of the Tennessee River. It's breathtaking, and we kind of encourage people to take a minute and stop and walk out to Snoopers Rock before they continue on the trail. But beautiful section, and for most of the course, you're kind of running along the Cumberland Plateau and having the view of the Tennessee River, and it's beautiful.
You can register for the Rock Creek River Gorge Trail Race right now by visiting www.rockcreek.com/rivergorge. Runners can expect hilly terrain, rocks, creek beds, and breathtaking vistas.
Online registration closes on the 24th. There will be day of registration for this race. People can come on the day of the race. Registration starts at 7 a.m. The start line is at the Mullins Cove Loop parking lot, which is the Prentice Cooper Wildlife Management area. There are directions on the website to the start-finish area. Packet pickup and day of registration will start at 7 a.m., and then the 10.2-mile race will start at 8:30. The 6.5-mile race will start at 9 a.m. The Rock Creek River Gorge Trail Race goes in support of the Wilderness Trail Association, continuing in our efforts to preserve trails and to get people outside.
The Rock Creek River Gorge Trail Race is Saturday, March 27th. Online registration closes on the 24th, and you can still register on the day of the race. You can find more information through links at our blog at wutc.org. For Around and About, this is Rabbit.
Around and About is a production of WUTC, with contributions by the staff and volunteers of WUTC.